Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Qatar's top leadership in Doha, reiterates commitment to strengthening bilateral ties. Afghanistan boosts trade with Iran and Central Asian countries to reduce dependence on Pakistan following border clashes. In Bangladesh, International Tribunal to deliver verdict tomorrow in crimes against humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. South Africa on high alert as severe weather triggers widespread flood risks. And Indian shooter Dhanush Srikanth sets world record at Deaflympics in Tokyo, clinching gold medal in men's air rifle event. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Amir of Qatar, Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in Doha today. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and reiterated the commitment to stronger India-Qatar relations. The External Affairs Minister said he values Amir of Qatar's guidance on expanding collaboration and exploring new opportunities. Dr. Jaishankar also met Qatar's Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister informed that the two leaders both exchanged views on developments in the West Asia as well as broader regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar expressed happiness over his meetings and said that the discussions covered key aspects of the strategic partnership, including energy, trade, investment and people-to-people connections. Afghanistan is expanding trade with Iran and Central Asian countries to reduce dependence on Pakistan following last month's border clashes. The country is using Iran's Chabahar port to avoid frequent disruptions at Pakistan's borders. According to Afghanistan's Ministry of Commerce and Industry, trade with Iran reached $1.626 billion in the past 6 months, compared to $1.108 billion with Pakistan. Ministry officials said diversifying trade routes is essential to keep imports and exports stable. Afghanistan's Deputy Prime Minister Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar also emphasized the need for alternative trade routes to ensure goods continue moving despite tensions with Pakistan. The two countries' relations have worsened due to disputes over the disputed Durand Line and recent border clashes, including airstrikes and retaliatory attacks. A ceasefire was agreed with Qatar and Turkey mediating, but the latest talks in Istanbul ended in a deadlock. In Pakistan, lawyers in Lahore have announced a strike against the controversial 27th Constitutional Amendment that curtailed the powers of the Supreme Court. They also urged the judges to resign to lodge their protest. President Asif Ali Zardari on Thursday signed into law the 27th Constitutional Amendment, which provides for the creation of a new position of the Chief of Defence Forces and establish a federal constitutional court with its own Chief Justice appointed by the government. So far, three senior judges have resigned against the contentious amendment. The judges termed it as an assault on the Constitution and judiciary. In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal is set to deliver its verdict tomorrow in a high-profile crimes against humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her closest aides. The announcement comes amid tightened security in Dhaka, where additional forces from the Border Guard Bangladesh Rapid Action Battalion and the army have been deployed around the tribunal. The charges stem from last year's student-led uprising in July and August, during which prosecutors allege the then Awami League government violently suppressed protesters. Alongside Hasina, the tribunal is trying former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal and former police chief Chaudhary Abdullah Al-Mamun, who has since turned state witness. Hasina and Kamal are being tried in absentia after fleeing the country amid the unrest. Analysts say tomorrow's verdict could reshape the political landscape, arriving just months before the national elections. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. South Africa is under multiple severe weather alerts as a powerful cut-off low-pressure system brings heavy rain, thunderstorms and flooding risk across key regions. According to the South African Weather Service, SAWS, heavy rainfall, intense thunderstorms and strong winds are expected in the country till tomorrow. The SAWS has issued an orange level 9 warning for Gauteng and the western parts of Mpumalanga, warning of disruptive rainfall that could lead to widespread flooding of roads and settlements, as well as life-threatening conditions from fast-flowing streams. The public has been advised to follow local authority instructions to reduce risks during this prolonged weather event. In Portugal, 3 people have lost their lives due to the severe weather brought by Storm Claudia. Authorities said 28 people were injured. Portuguese Weather Service placed the entire Algarve and districts of Beja and Setubal on amber alert. Storm Claudia has also caused significant flooding in parts of Wales overnight. The Chinese military has carried out its first ever bomber formation patrol with its fighter jets over the disputed South China Sea as a warning to the Philippines after its navy conducted joint patrols with the US and Japan. China, which claims the most of the South China Sea, remains in a prolonged maritime dispute with the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei and Taiwan, all of whom have counterclaims in the strategic region that holds major international trade routes. In Libya, 4 people lost their lives after 2 boats carrying migrants and asylum seekers capsized off the coast of Al-Khums. The first vessel was carrying 26 people from Bangladesh, while the second had 69 passengers on board, including 8 children. India will showcase its defense strength at the Dubai Air Show 2025. This 2-day air show will begin tomorrow in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. The Indian Air Force will participate in the air show with Suryakiran Aerobatic Team and LCA Tejas. Minister of State for Defense Sanjay Seth will lead the Indian delegation. Indian shooters made a strong start at the 2025 Deaflympics with Dhanush Srikant winning the gold medal in the men's air rifle event in Tokyo and setting a world record today. Besides securing top podium position, Srikant successfully defended his title from the last edition and set a remarkable new world record with an impressive score of 252.2 points in the final to edge past his compatriot Mohammad Vania, who settled for a silver medal with a score of 250.1. In first ever Women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind, India defeated Pakistan by 8 wickets in a high-voltage clash at Colombo in Sri Lanka today. India achieved the target of 136 runs in just 10 overs with a loss of 2 wickets. Earlier put into bat, Pakistan were bowled out for 135. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated host India by 30 runs in the first test of the 2-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. Chasing the target of 124 runs set by South Africa, India were all out for 93 runs in their second innings. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets Qatar's top leadership in Doha, reiterates commitment to strengthening bilateral ties. Afghanistan boosts trade with Iran and Central Asian countries to reduce dependence on Pakistan following border clashes. In Bangladesh, International Tribunal to deliver verdict tomorrow in Crimes Against Humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. South Africa on high alert as severe weather triggers widespread flood risks. And Indian shooter Dhanush Srikant sets world record at Deaflympics in Tokyo, clinching gold medal in men's air rifle event. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.